All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's a Monday. It's a fun day. I'm sure you all are just clamoring to talk about the U.S. Open champion in golf, but we won't probably get to that. But we're all present and accounted for on a Monday so that we can give you another Monday through Friday's worth of The Usual Suspects. It's Barry to my right, Nick through the glass. Yours truly, Joel, with you. Fellas all present and accounted for. I guess just as we always do, catch up on the weekend. What's up? What's going on?
What up, man?
What's going on?
How you guys doing?
All good. Kind of hurting after that game last night, though.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm hurting after Sunfest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were out and about at Sunfest. I saw some of those pictures.
Yeah.
Underage bikini-clad volleyball players you were taking pictures with.
I knew that would be the first topic that would come up.
I got some really good pics of him. But the only problem is I've got pics with Barry looking really awkward with these underage chicks. But he's got a picture of me. So I can't post it.
Oh, so it's like, I get it.
I'm looking awkward. He's making out with one. There's a big difference.
It's not like that at all.
No. So first of all, I just got to say, shout out to Michelle and the entire promotions crew and everybody that had a part in Sunfest. If you didn't go or you haven't gone, it's a lot of fun, actually. I was pleasantly surprised at how chill and how much fun it was. There was beer, there was volleyball, there was a beach dig, there was food, there was scantily clad 18 and up ladies playing volleyball. It wasn't a terrible time. All right? It was a good time.
Did you get to the bottom of that beach dig thing?
No.
So it was it like a...
And they were just digging up like jellyfish and... No.
Did they intentionally hide
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, they go out there early and you know, hide some
and
treasure.
And no one found any of it?
Oh, they did. Okay. They all found it. It was fun. It's just like... So my job was different than what Mike Liebeschock's job was. So Liebeschock got there early, and his job was to welcome everyone and kick off the 2017 Hunger Games or whatever the hell... You know, to kick off the volleyball to go on. And my job, apparently, was to take pictures with everyone at the end of the day once people started winning their brackets. So Liebeschock goes on. He says, hey, welcome to Sunfest. You know, everyone, good luck. Thanks to our sponsors, yada, yada, yada. By the way, Pacifico beer, good beer. It's the first time I ever had it. It was really good.
Really good beer.
I enjoyed
it. Just because it was free. Real
no,
good beer.
I enjoyed it. In fact, you know what's funny is I went to my sister's yesterday for Father's Day and for my birthday because we always celebrate at the same time. And they had Pacifico beer. And I had never had it before. And now I have it 2 days in a row. So I wasn't unhappy. My job essentially is I'm not welcoming anyone. I'm not talking to anyone. I just take pictures with winners of the tournament. First and second place, right?
All you do is win.
It was the most awkward moments of my life taking pictures. Because first of all, none of these volleyball players have any idea who I am. They have no clue. So the theme of the day is, who's this strange dude taking a picture with us? That's all. They would be like...
With his arm around me?
Well, now, that's where it gets tricky. Okay.
Okay? All right.
So as the younger age groups start to finish first, they're coming in and there's like 9 and under, there's 14 and under. And I'm like, they're all in bikinis. And I'm like, man, I'm not putting my hands around these kids with these bikinis on. So I'm like, I have my hands in my pockets. They're just like, I'm standing straight up with them on the front of my legs. It's very weird.
Yeah, because it's one thing when you have
your arms
to the side and you're not trying to look. You can tell he has his arms to the side.
Like, I'm very awkward.
He's avoiding them. You know what I mean?
It's very weird.
So, Okay, so I guess because I need some clarification. But normally these volleyball tournaments are for adults, especially with beer.
No.
So this is what I'm starting to figure out, that this was like a 3-on-3 tournament where you get the
very similar.
Ball,
yes,
the
there's different
the
age groups.
Up.
There's co-ed foursome. There's girls. There's mixed co-ed twos. There's all kinds of stuff going on. All right.
So you were a little bit more comfortable in the co-ed foursome pictures.
I didn't even get in those. Okay. There was no reason for me to take those pictures. So I'm taking these pictures with these young, and there's like no young dudes. It's all chicks.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And then there's like a co-ed youngins and all this. But at one point, I'm taking this picture with these two. I don't know if they were 14 or 16. I have no idea. But all of a sudden, this dad goes, "Hey, who the hell's that guy taking pictures with my daughter?" And got Michelle's it. Like, he's an on-air talent at ESPN, sir. And what? Who? Like, this dude has no idea ESPN is even involved in this whole thing, right? So then he feels bad because he's like, it kind of snaps as to what's going on. So then he comes over to me later. He's like, "Hey, man, I'm sorry about that. I'm just like, who's this guy taking pictures with my kids?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm trying to be creepy for no reason while we're taking pictures, dude. That's great logic.
But I got a rifle in my truck. If you put your arm around my daughter."
He goes, so, I listen to talk radio. I said, "Obviously not this station." And he goes, "Well, what station is it?" Like, he still doesn't know. And I was like, "Dude, it's ESPN. It's sports talk radio." He goes, "Oh, like, I watch ESPN." I'm like, "Not the same thing, dude. Not the same thing at all." So then we do that. And then there's, like, at one point, we're taking this picture. And I'm pretty sure these chicks are 18. I'm hoping so, because it was one of the hands around the body pictures. Mm-hmm. Very weird. Mm-hmm. And then Kristen was out there. And no. Who was taking the pictures?
Christina.
And she goes, "Do you guys want to do a boomerang?" And I'm like, "Is that a shot? What is that? What the hell is a boomerang? Are we going to throw a boomerang? That makes no sense." And she was like, "No, stupid. It's a picture where it's like a 2-second, like you do something and then it backs up and then you do something and it's a continuous loop of somebody doing something." So I feel like an idiot because these girls start laughing at me because I don't know what a boomerang is. And then some more 14-year-old girls come up and again, Christina goes, "Do y'all want to do a boomerang?" And they don't know what it is. So I'm vindicated. I'm like, "Thank you. This 14-year-old girl doesn't know what boomerang is. You all can suck it for calling me old." So it's just, it's hot as hell. Whoever invented the beach is dumb. I'll tell you that much. And then the worst part of the whole day is the food. Cause we go to get food. Nick and I go up to the pavilion and they have Philly cheesesteaks and hamburgers and chicken parmesan. And so Michelle gives us a ticket to get some food, right?
Oh, that's nice.
And so, yeah, but she warns us it's not good. And so we're like, okay. So I asked the lady, "What do you recommend?" And she's like, "I suggest you get the chicken parmesan." And I'm like, "No." I don't trust chicken parmesan from a hut on the beach. You know what I mean? So I'm like, "You know what? What about the Philly?" She's like, "Yeah, the Philly's pretty good." I was like, "You know what? I'm not going to get chicken parmesan from a hut. I'll get the Philly." So Nick's the same way. We get the Philly. It was terrible. I knew it was going to be bad when she goes, "Well, just give me about 2 minutes to make it." I'm like, "You can't make a Philly in 2 minutes. There's no way."
That means the cheese is already half melted, so that helps you
down
on the beach.
It was so bad.
Terrible.
Nick threw it away after one bite. I ate it just because I'm hungry, and my inner fat kid was like, "Yeah, this is good enough. I don't care. It's free."
Did they have other spots you could buy food where you could get?
Nope. That was it.
You had to take your car and go somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere off the seawall.
You'd have fruit and yogurt anywhere.
Just a bag of chips. No, you weren't getting any fruit.
You weren't getting no yogurt.
You were getting no fruit and yogurt.
You would have been more upset.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So, yeah. I mean, other than that, though, it wasn't too bad.
Was it scorching or was the weather? I mean,
when the dad was like, "Hey, who's that with my kids? What's that dude's name?" I was like, "My name is Joel Blank, sir."
That's nice.
So
you're good.
Yeah, more love.
You're good, Barry. Don't worry about it.
As always, that's good. Yeah.
I was like, "My name is Joel Blank, sir, and your daughters are hot."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please call the show. That would be fantastic.
Please
call,
ask for Joel.
Text. Yeah, just text. It's better that way.
Don't worry, sir. I'm married to Lisa Hernandez. You may see her on KHOU every morning. I'm just out here creeping with your daughters. No.
I don't care who you're married to. Everybody's got a soft underbelly of other things that goes on. I got a gun. That's great.
Oh,
yeah. I'm surprised you're here after you consuming that Philly, though.
You what?
I'm surprised you're here after consuming that Philly.
I had so much gas.
Yeah.
Because it was Saturday night.
That was a hell of a drive home then.
My wife, at one point, the cat started burying me like a turd in a cat box. They were trying to cover me up in the bed. It was so, I stunk so bad. And my wife was like, what the hell is wrong with you? I was like, look, I had a 2-minute, $6 Philly from a hut on a beach. It's not going well over here.
Was it beef?
Did you? I don't know.
Dude,
Who knows?
The thing about it, Joel, you know when there's something that you like, you feel like it's edible, it just doesn't have flavor.
Yeah.
I felt like it doesn't have flavor because it probably wasn't edible. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it was like it sat out too long. Or...
Yeah, it was that bland. Like it was that kind of bad.
Did you have gas that night? From you only had one bite.
And I drank a whole bunch of lemon juice afterwards.
I had so much gas.
Like,
it was terrible.
Fresh lemon, like freshly squeezed. When I eat something and I feel like it shouldn't have been in my stomach.
He thinks the lemon cleanses his body.
That's all I could think of. What else could you do?
I can tell you what else you could do.
And you're not going to like it, but I can tell you.
Tell me.
Like, Kevin McHale's wife is Miss Holistic. Like, she used to have, like, when we all worked together, she had cures for everything from my dog's cancer to everything
like remedies
in between,
and
right?
Stuff?
Like, remedies.
I'm all about it.
And all natural. But she and Kev got me to try this apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're like,
you got to do, like, a shot of this and do this every day. I got reflux, which doesn't help. But the first time you try apple cider vinegar and your boiler room gets it down and starts trying to digest that,
you start tooting all over the place.
Not even tooting,
really
brother.
Good
it's
diarrhea.
Like, it almost feels like it's ripping the rust off your stomach. Like
you diarrhea?
Not even diarrhea. You get like the gurgle tummy. Like this is going to be a wild game. This is like a message from your stomach to your brain, going, "You're going to be in some trouble for a while. You keep doing this."
Oh no. Yeah, you should have done that then.
Well, I do. I put that in my wellness shot. That's a part of the wellness.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
But, like, she took me to Whole Foods and had like just filled up a cart, and I had to pay for it. And you know Whole Foods is already expensive.
Absolutely.
But they made me get, like, the big gulp-sized apple cider vinegar. Man, that's set in my closet till I just – when we moved, I just threw it out. I told Coach, I said, I didn't have the heart to tell you right away. That stuff right there could take paint off a freaking warehouse that's been sitting in the sun. I'm never drinking that again.
No. No, thank you.
So lemon juice, huh?
Yeah, and I think cider is probably, like, Kevin McHale's wife probably has it right. Like, that's probably more effective.
Cider, huh? I bet Screwston's glad to hear that.
Yeah,
you got some cider.
And your boy Raj, from the Dickens Company, chimed in and goes, Boomerang is an Instagram feature, Barry.
Yeah, I know now, Raj.
By the way, thanks. Raj has got no grounds to talk.
Jerk.
On Facebook for Father's Day, he put a picture of him and his dad. If it's not a leather full suit with shirt and tie... It is the shiniest suit I've ever seen in my life. I'll have to bring it up for you guys. But literally, I thought he was like Miami Vice on club night.
I didn't notice the shine, but I did notice
the
picture.
Oh, you got to see it. Look again, because that bad boy right there looks like it comes with like gloves and some serious boots, because it's all leather all the time. Maybe more beef than you got in your sandwich.
There was no beef in that Philly. None.
If you guys got beef, give us a call. 713-780-3776. That's our HR&P listener line. You can call and you can text. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects on a Monday. Overcast but still sunny. And hot as all get out there. I was just saying to Barry in the break that we, for Father's Day, were doing a lot of family things, and we had Taylor outside, and you could just feel like that, like you could cut the air with a knife, that humidity. It's okay when you're in H-Town when it's dry or drier, but that's rare.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that humidity when it starts kicking in. Summer is here, and it is nasty.
Yeah, I was dreading it. I left the house in 95 degrees. Surprisingly, I got down to the beach, and it was 90 with a breeze, like a good breeze. Like it felt good. I wasn't really sweating all that much. I figured I'd be sweating a lot more than I was.
I mean, it
was hot, but I wasn't miserable. It wasn't typical Houston hot. So it wasn't bad at all.
You guys are both lifelongers. So I was going to ask you this, because growing up on the lake in Milwaukee, it was always lake temperature. We live close to the lake. Lake temperature was always 5 to 10 degrees cooler during the day, and at night, it would literally get down to like the high 50s.
Yeah, it'll cool
because
off.
Of the lake. But always when I watch the weather report here in Galveston, even in the mornings, it seems like it starts out hotter in Galveston than it is inland. And that Doesn't seems it? Kind of weird to me.
I have been on the shore on Galveston, and the humidity was like 110%, like on the shore, like on the seawall. And I will never, and it's going to happen this summer. Mm. You can expect to be on the seawall with the breeze in your face and feeling hot. That's just Houston weather. It's just, it's always been like that.
I always thought, and I don't really pay that much attention, but I always thought Galveston was always about five, you know, 4, 5, 6 degrees cooler than what Houston is.
It should be, but on the weather, they always
say. But I didn't realize in the morning it started
off hotter. Yeah, on the weather reports, they always say in Galveston it's 80, it's 75 in Sugar Land, but it's expected to be in the 90s and blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, why would it be hotter in the mornings in Galveston? I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's why I'm not a meteorologist.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. But yeah, I mean, man, I thought of you guys. We were outside just hanging out with Taylor, and I'm going, man, it's got to be hot as balls out there with the sun beating down you.
What'd she get you for Father's Day?
Taylor and Lisa combined to get me.
Oh, you got some kicks?
I got some new kicks.
Yeah, all right.
I got some Nike kicks. We were going to.
Right up your alley?
Yeah, and then we were going to go because Tay is like on this mission lately to like sprint everywhere, and Lisa didn't want her sprinting and getting sunburned.
Yeah, she was busy here. Was it Friday?
Yeah. She loved it in the office, and she loves going anywhere where there's wide open spaces, but it's air conditioned. So Lisa's like, let's just take her to the mall later. And I'm like, okay. She goes, we'll get you some stuff for Father's Day. You can pick it out. I'm like, nice. We're going to go to Katie Mills. They got the Nike store there. They've got some good stuff. And then all of a sudden, Taylor's nap went a little late, and Lisa went, yeah, bummer, bad news. Closes at 6. We're not going to make it. I'm like, boop, 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 boop.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, ah, that sucks.
So
it's TBD on the rest of it, but yeah, we had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got our normal ordered fajitas. Nick, we got to find a different place, and you got to hook me up with some different places in Sugar Land.
You're the one with the Lupe tortilla slipping. I told you.
Slipping big time.
I told you.
What?
Yes. I knew that was the spot. I knew it.
Lupe's the spot.
Nah, it's slipping in Sugar
Down
Land.
Down here, it always has been in Sugar Land, and we had problems.
Y'all are messing up, though. You got to get the steak, Lupe. That's the way to go.
We always get fajitas.
What do you order when you go there?
So I get chicken quesadillas, and then I get a side of fajita meat, chicken meat, just cooked well. And then I just add chicken to the quesadillas, and I'm good. And she gets the fish tacos. But, like, the queso was, like, watery, and they forgot, like, some of the side guac. And
don't you dare mess with my queso. If you come out with watery queso, I will.
Oh, Lisa and I were just irate. And then by the time you get it home, because we do takeout, by the time you get it home, I'm not going back.
Yeah.
And so I had talked to the manager before, and she's like, this was, like, couple months ago, and she's like, someone will call you on Monday. This is unacceptable. Well, then we had two other orders get messed up, and she still hadn't called. And so I walked up to her in the restaurant, and I go, let me see if this name rings a bell for you. I said, I'm Joel Blake. I've called. She goes, oh, my guy hasn't called you yet. I go, your guy? I don't even know if he exists. So then she proceeds. So then we go in, and I'm standing there to pick up my order. And they have like 15 people waiting in the middle of the restaurant to pick up to-go orders. This is like a month ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, they got to notice that this is a problem. Get someone else over here, do some things. So I had called and I'd said, look, I don't want to get in the middle of the line. She goes, no, I'll let you know when it's ready. I called back. She goes, it's ready. I come in. She's like, Joel? And I go, yeah, and here's my credit card. She snatches my credit card, doesn't say a word, turns around, doesn't give me the total, turns around and like just drops the credit card on the table and walks away. And I go, hey, having a good day? And she goes, can you see I'm busy here? I was like, oh, I'm biting through my tongue right now. Well, right about then, the new to-go manager walks over and goes, did I hear? I go, look, bro, since we moved out here, this has been our spot. But this is like 5 weeks in a row. And he's like, no way, really? I'm focused on making this better. And I'm like, the young lady, instead of just saying, hey, here's your and then she fired up some ladies that were mad, and one lady had like a $500 order to watch the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
She was fuming, like smoke. She goes, I called at 1 o'clock today. You'd think it's 7 o'clock tonight. My order would not only be right, but it'd be ready. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to get in the middle of this woman.
Mm.
So I got out of there kind of quick, but then we get home and everything is like, just make it right, you know? Just make sure when I get home, everything's good, because you're not going back. That's the worst thing. You get it home, and it's missing stuff, and it's not right, and you're like, I'm not going back to get queso and stuff you forgot.
How far is it? I'd go back.
It's about 3 exits.
Oh, it's really convenient for Joel. Like, it's probably, what, 3 minutes from
here? 3 exits.
And you won't go back?
Nah. Dude, that's my problem.
Man, that's your
my
bad.
Problem too. Because like it's too damn convenient, and there's really, I mean, considering where we're at, I mean, there are options in terms of Mexican food, but there's really not.
I heard you and Esme talking about Skeeters, and I've always known Skeeters for fajitas, but then Lisa doesn't get fajitas, and I don't know what other things that they have.
That's like my hamburger joint. That's like that's like my hamburger. I mean,
I definitely need new recommendations for fajitas in Sugarland.
Well, it's all about convenience. Ask the people.
I'm asking the masses. You. Yes, please, recommendations. That would be fantastic because I'm really fed up. But I will say, yeah, I mean, and the lady knew who I was, but to never even
do you do that?
It.
Do you know who I am? Do you?
I didn't even
that?
Say it like that. I said, she goes, I go, are you the manager? She goes, yes, and you are. And I go, well, when I say my name, I hope it rings a bell. And right away, she goes, oh, my guy hasn't called you yet? And I go, that was like a month and a half ago.
But you got to understand, too, because he's a local. Like, he lives in Sugarland. Like, if I go to the same spot a lot, like, I don't necessarily pull the whole do you know who
I
am
do
card.
That, but they know you by face. They
but,
recognize
like, they
your
should
name.
Know you because that's literally, like, that's, like, local. That's, like, more than local. That's, like, literally 2 minutes. Like, I grew up there. Like, it is getting congested and there's too many restaurants.
Do you ever do that, though, Nick, when you're out? Do you ever go somewhere and be like, do you know who I'm?
No. I will pull
the credential, though.
No, I'll pull the I've been coming here for years. No.
Oh, okay.
I'll pull that.
You do that?
All the
time. But
not
you're
all
right,
because
even the grocery stores, they recognize you.
They do.
If
they
you're
really
a regular.
Do. Like HEB, they know me. Like HEB knows me. The Walmart, believe it or not.
You guys
even
need to
get
a life.
Like, what?
Your grocery store knows who you are? That's
weird. Sure.
That's weird.
It's not weird.
Not one person.
When the store doesn't carry what we want and they know you enough to say.
I feel like you get sassy with a lot of places.
Nope.
I feel like that's the case.
I am not the 80-20 like, Barry Laminek.
I feel like Joe goes places and says,
bull.
I am Joe Blank.
No one knows
and
who I am.
And you had better get some more apple cider vinegar in this joint.
Nope.
I bet you we all do it, though. No, I bet you in your side of town, you'd be like, what?
No. No one at this store knows who I am. There was one restaurant, Chef Chan's in the Woodlands. They knew who my wife was. So they knew what I would call and be like, hey, this is a to-go order for Nora. And they would just, okay, it'll be there in 15 minutes. Like, we didn't even have to. But that was her.
Doesn't
like,
that make you mad, no one, though? They always remember only, the wife. They always remember
no,
the spouse.
You know the only place that knows who I am is the Subway in this building. That's it. And they don't even know my name. They just know how I want my sandwich. I get it the same way every time.
The white guy with glasses that sounds black.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Oh, yeah. MC Search. He likes lettuce, extra pickles, and onions, and little mustard and mayo on his sandwich. That's... Yeah, I mean, I don't. No one knows. The grocery store?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
weird.
See, that's the
you
thing.
Guys
we
are hanging out
life.
At the grocery store too
well,
long.
We don't have a life. I mean, we spend family time all the time, so we just make sure we got stuff we have at the house.
Literally,
right?
The grocery store. Literally, the lady that greets me at the grocery store literally has been greeting customers for like 15 years.
You've got to get laid, bro. We've got to get you a girl.
What
if you,
that,
if the
what
lady
does that have
the,
to do?
If the
what
lady at the grocery anything? Store, because you're not doing anything. Like he said, he's got
so
a
you don't
family.
Go to the grocery store.
Yeah, I do, but they don't know who I am.
I go to the same grocery store.
Me too.
Store.
There's one HEB in the front of my neighborhood. One. They have no idea who I am.
My Starbucks is in my grocery
You're
store, too.
You're doing too
so
much grocery shopping.
I'm not at the grocery really, store really. Daily, but that's because my Starbucks is inside. But then you see people, and that helps. I'm with Nick. That's I walk sad. In, and I'm like, when we lived in Midtown, they had these, I don't know if you guys have seen the pretzel chips that have like a flavor to them. They're healthy pretzel chips but you can get them flavored. Well, they didn't have honey mustard, but because they knew me at the store, and I was like, "Look, I can go over to Kroger where they got them, but I do all my other grocery shopping here, and I'd rather not do that." The manager comes to me one day when I'm just getting coffee, comes running at me, going, "Hey, did you see? We got a whole shipment of your honey mustard pretzel." I'm like,
"See, if you
that
do that,
nice.
That he's got you've got to be pulling like the I'm with ESPN
no,
radio card or I'm with the Rockets card."
Now I'm going to get a stale pretzel.
It really doesn't.
No.
I'm getting an
no
open bag of pretzels.
No one's special ordering pretzels from
see,
one
I figured
dude.
He'd be reaping all the benefits considering where he lives. Like he lives way out there, so there's probably like what one or two grocery stores where you live. Like
me?
No, Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Yeah.
In the Spring Woodlands area?
Yeah, well, you have to drive
you
like
understand.
15 minutes to
Dude,
get to the first grocery store.
It's not the sticks. It's not
take,
like the
Highway
country.
2 to like...
No, there's no farm to market road. It's
Highway
just like suburban living. No.
It takes you like 20 minutes. Like if you forget something at the grocery store, it really messes you up.
2 minutes.
You come back.
No, I don't live in the country. What are you talking about?
He just gardens a lot. He doesn't actually live in the country.
I don't. That makes no sense. No, I don't. It's not a long trip to get to the grocery store. It's 2 minutes.
Every time you describe where you live, I'm like, dude, this guy lives in the country. He just lives way too far.
There's like, no, trust me. There's still people building.
People exist.
Like when you said you weren't getting any love at the grocery store, I was expecting it to be like because
a Piggly Wiggly,
because the bagger kid was like on the main drag and you don't stop at stop signs and almost ran his ass over, and so that's why he wasn't willing to help you.
I just think it's weird that you guys get recognized at the grocery store. I think
not
Nick,
for where we work, just because we're lot, there, we're people, frequent shoppers.
They won't, like Joel mentions, they don't know my name either. They just recognize my face.
Like, yeah, get you guys a life. It's not good. You're getting recognized at the wrong spot. You should be recognized.
See, I thought the grocery store was so far from your house. Like, if you forgot tomatoes or something, you'd be screwed for the whole week.
No, we just go to our neighbor's farm and pick them. You need to get. We need to be being recognized at the club, Nick. Joel, I get. He's married with a kid. I get that. But why a single, vibrant, strapping young
Who
man
goes
like
to
yourself
the club anymore? That is so
weak. Obviously not you. You're going to Club
just
Kroger.
Just get the music for Way Back Wednesday. You got to go to the club.
He's at Club Fiesta. Say hello, mama. What you doing? Like, what? We got to get you out more.
Bars.
You should not. Yes. You should not be getting recognized at the grocery store. How old are you?
I am 34.
It's just not be happening.
I think if you're older, you would be more likely to get recognized at the grocery store.
Yeah, you would. Not at 34. There's no reason your mom and dad should be being recognized at the grocery store, if at all. No one really should be getting recognized.
I don't have
recognized.
Someone grocery shopping for me.
Oh, even in Midtown, though, because we went grocery shopping so much. I knew everybody.
In Midtown,
to this day,
for sure
you guys should be 5,000 pounds
for sure
each.
That happens.
Yep, no question.
There's only like one Randall's in the entire Midtown.
Yep, and that's the only one we went to. They knew us. They knew both of us like the back of their hand. Now, it didn't hurt that my wife's got a freaking life-size cardboard cutout by the in and out door during the holidays, which I was a little awkward.
I'd be like, hey, you see that cardboard cutout? That's my wife.
Oh, somebody, she hated it. I used to do that to her. I go, you guys seeing double? Because that looks... And she'd be like, are you serious? And she's, I have no makeup on.
Somebody texted the show and said, don't you know who I am? I'm Mrs. Lisa Fernandez.
Yep.
Which is not even the right name.
That's exactly why we will accept it.
It doesn't, like, you've got to at least, if you're going to make the joke, you've got to get it right.
I am Mr. Fernandez today. There you go.
See, Bear was trying to give the text. Was it text or a tweet?
Yeah, it was text. It was a fail.
He was trying to give the texter some credit.
No, I knew it was because it said Fernandez. Oh, this is a nice try, though.
Hey, Farmer Vic, I got one for you when we come back, too. It was a story that I heard about this weekend that was just absolutely nuts.
Okay.
Or maybe even more like...
Am I the farmer now on this show? Am I a
Nick
farmer?
Said, that's where you live.
I really you thought grow your you own lived produce. That far. Like, I thought, like, it took you a minute. Like, you have to drive to the mailbox, kind of. Thing.
But don't you make that extra coin selling the produce on the side of the road?
Yeah,
weekend?
That's what I do. Yeah, I sell.
The tent has a canopy.
Yeah, I have a truck that I sell watermelons and cantaloupes out of the back of it.
I've heard
and
your tomatoes are rather fresh.
In the
fresh.
Winter, I sell
You're the one
firewood.
With a really high water bill. Why else would you have a water bill? High water bill
because I have a lot of grass, Nick.
He's selling weed.
I'm
out
an
of the
adult
basement.
With a yard. I'm an adult with a yard. That's why.
Speaking of adults, if you're an adult and you're looking for a great deal on energy, I want to tell you about Infuse Energy. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff are focused on giving Houstonians the best energy plan at the best energy prices. Whether you're a business or a homeowner, it is time to switch to Infuse Energy. They have 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. And from the get-go, you are going to get 100% customer service and honesty without trying to screw you over or get you into a deal that makes sense for the company and doesn't make sense for you. They're going to listen to you. If you use a lot of energy on nights and weekends, they'll make a plan. If you're a business and you use a lot during the day but not so much at night, they'll make a plan. All you got to do is make sure that you call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732 or log on to infuseenergy.com. Infuse Energy, a company that has your back.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4. And we continue to roll on. Jason Holcomb says, when the guy at Nike returns, knows your name might be Pac-Man Joel. That's not nice. But at the same time,
it's a sensitive subject around here. Don't bring that up.
But as long as I get full refund, I'm good.
I have to return some shoes as well.
Those were your Adidas that came in sun-drenched?
Yeah, they sent me yellow Stan Smiths. I was super mad about it, but I'm just going to take them back to the Foot Locker.
You ever think the delivery guy peed on them?
No. Okay. They would be wet and smell like urine.
Not necessarily. Depends.
And smell like urine.
Could have been the packing
neither
guy.
Of those. Okay.
I can tell you this
right now.
I think
there would be evidence of that. But yeah, I'm going to take those back. Damn it. I'm on this like Adidas kick.
I'm not.
I've got some really nice shoes.
Boots. He hasn't been high on Adidas since I met him, honestly.
I'm not buying these for athletic endeavors. I'm buying them as just like, you know, just to wear. Just everyday walking around shoes. And I don't think Nike, they don't have more of a casual, it's all sports, you know.
They got
like the Stan Smiths and stuff like that. Those are like, you can wear those with jeans and not have to look like, hey, I'm trying too hard to look like
Nike
a sports guy
that.
In jeans.
They have those.
Not really.
Their lifestyle stuff. They even have ones now that come with just a swoosh about like a half inch.
Not a fan.
Oh, that was John. John was telling us about that.
Came out. Somebody designed some new ones for them.
Oh, no, he was collection. Talking about Adidas brand. Actually, he was talking about Adidas brand.
Big Adidas guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Nike's got a lifestyle selection where some of them don't even have the swoosh on the side of the shoe or anything. It's just on the back.
By the way, this text is in y'all's face. I know the area where Barry lives. The HEB's like a year old. There's a Walmart across the street and a Kroger's down the road. One of the most...
There's an HEB that's a year old, which
one
tells
of the
you
fastest
that
growing
before
area,
it existed.
Why is it y'all, too?
One of the fastest growing areas in the area. I work pest control and used to go to Bender's all the time. So in your face.
He's also been putting extra pest control on the produce.
Jamie from Spring said there's a lot of grocery stores out here in Spring. They just built a new one. Only senior citizens are known by name at the grocery store.
I thought it was like 10 of you there in Spring.
And why is it y'all?
Because you were in on it.
I wasn't in on anything. He's calling you a farmer doing your own produce.
Well,
so I just said
the way he talks about where he lives.
You were piling
to kill
on
rodents.
Joel.
He lives very far.
You were, you're the one that made me say, well, what do you do when they don't have tomatoes? Yeah, you were piling on.
No, that was me.
I was talking from a farmer's market because you said you sell produce on weekends.
Oh, okay. I didn't say that.
I like how Joel piles on and then pretends like he doesn't pile on.
Dude, you've taught me well. let me tell you this.
That's good.
From this perspective of bringing that up, this is what I was going to tell you. I was flipping channels the other day. I don't know if you guys heard this or not. Three guys in California got arrested on suspicion of selling, wait for it, avocados.
What?
They worked at an avocado plant and were stealing the avocados and then, like rocket scientists, we're selling them at a mini farmer's market right outside the plant.
Dude.
Right nearby.
So avocados are in like so much demand right now. It's ridiculous.
Doesn't avocado mean testicle or something like that?
I don't know about all that.
That would be something on weekends for you to decide. I don't know. But
Why would it be on weekends? It's just a question.
That's between you and what you do in your spare time.
It's a legitimate question. I think avocado, because when they saw them and it looked like testicles hanging off of the avocado tree, so it's like whatever word, and it means testicles. All right, I'm Googling it. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I was going
to
say.
I love how he's talking to us. Like
I'm sure
idiots.
They also
have no
refer
idea
to him as like low-hanging fruit, but I don't know where that came from. Okay, so let me get to this. Three men arrested on suspicion of selling avocados illegally, causing a Ventura County business to lose more than $300,000. Three suspects investigated since last May. They were employees at the Mission Produce facility, and they were conducting unauthorized sales of avocados outside the business on their own time. Detectives also learned the illegal sales may have been happening for several months. They estimated the value of the stolen produce to be more than $300,000. Not drugs. Avocados. Are you kidding me? That better be some badass guacamole.
It's a lot of testicles.
Good Lord.
I'm not an avocado fan. So
me either. I never have been.
I wasn't for a while, but when you marry a Mexican woman, you become avocado fan.
It's inevitable.
Fan. Yeah.
No, Lisa loves
you're
it,
you're going
too.
To start eating guacamole at some point.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
That's true. Well, I don't eat it. I see her eat it.
You don't eat it?
No.
Oh, you got to try it.
I know it's good fat, but I don't eat it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Sure.
The word avocado comes from the Spanish aguacate, which in turn comes from the Nahuatl word ahucatl, which comes from the Proto-Aztecan Pawa, which also meant avocado. Sometimes the Nahuatl word was used with the meaning testicles, probably because of the likeness between the fruit and the body part. Boom, boom, suck it.
Well, if they're testicles, you might.
What? What?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. You said suck it, but you're talking about testicles. I'm just saying. So this is the, you pronounced all those like spot on too, by the way, without any kind of help.
Well, I just made it up. You don't know if it's right
or wrong.
That's
the best way to do it.
Just never hesitate. You have to. It's like anything else.
Don't elongate the word.
No, right. You just say it with confidence, pause in the middle even though of it. You have no idea. Yeah. I just said it with confidence.
I learned that from you two because I had no idea. Until
last week
I started
we should have just said
guys.
It was bile related in the water because otherwise, trying to produce that Boca Cocky, whatever the hell we tried
Whoa,
to say.
Whoa, wait.
I didn't have to dump that though.
No, wait. That was the first round pick from the Astros. No, that was stuff in the water. Okay, see. Because we had to pronounce both, so I don't know. We had a lot of pronunciation challenges last week.
Yeah, we did. That's a fact.
But that was crazy, the avocado sales.
That is nuts. Why would you...
No, not nuts, avocados. How many years do you think they're going to get?
Isn't that weird? What are you in for?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was slanging that cotto. What? I was slanging cottos. What? Me and my homies, we were out there just slanging cottos.
Dealing, bro.
Getting bitches and slanging cotto.
What's the going rate right now for a kilo?
Like trying to make selling avocados gangster.
Yeah. What's the going rate right now for that, a kilo? I haven't been out in a while. It's a bushel, not a kilo.
I'm with that cotto crew.
God. All right. We got plenty more to get to. We got Astros talk. We've got some NBA. Calvin Watkins, the longtime beat writer for the Houston Rockets for ESPN, is now freelancing and he's roaming the halls aimlessly. So we'll probably try and reel him in the 3 o'clock hour. That should be good as well. And anything you want to talk about, it's on your mind. 713-780-3776, where you can text or call the HRNP listener line or hit us up on Twitter, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick's very happy with his music, Barry, just so you know he's dancing back there. Trying to send you a message.
No, I'm trying to send you a message.
Me? Why?
Birthday sex going on tonight.
Don't play coy. You know why. Come on.
Special birthday wish to Joel Blank.
I wasn't paying attention to the lyrics, but thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
What's going on tonight? How old actually... are you?
Not open for discussion.
Why don't you tell anyone how old you are?
Because I don't... It's my prerogative.
Are you that ashamed? You must be old if you're that ashamed.
Yeah, you must be like... 5 minutes younger than Barry Warner if you're ashamed to tell your age.
Damn.
I'm 57. So, yeah.
You are not 57.
Okay.
I'm going to guess.
You're not going to get an answer, so I appreciate the song.
Father's Day and birthday? You're getting all kinds of action.
But that's
I'm
the
Google
thing.
This.
So, she actually
Joel Blank birthday.
That
Google.
She's like, don't expect anything because we just got the shoes, but we were supposed to get more and we didn't. We were going to go shopping. So, that's fine. She even took the day off today. Which was nice. So Taylor and Lisa were home all morning. That was very cool.
You don't think there's a reason why she took a day off? Maybe she's trying to do something special for you.
No, we were actually supposed to go out of town a month ago. And then based on some stuff with her schedule, we couldn't go. Oh. We were supposed to go back to Wisconsin this weekend. Billy Joel played Lambeau Field on Saturday night.
You were going back for that?
Well, a lot of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, nothing that anybody cares about here. But when your family has a storage locker for over 2 years full of my parents' old stuff and our old stuff from when we had our house, and no one and everyone's lazy enough that lives there to not clean it, I had set this weekend aside where I was going to go and do it for them. And then they cringed that I might get rid of something they wanted. I'm like, okay, then you pay the bill and we'll worry about it later. 2,000 miles away, I got a damn storage unit. And they're sending me emails that I'm due more money. Hell no. I'm going to throw everything out. And if y'all want it, then pay for it and work it out. Because you can go there on a weekend. I can't.
I'm not finding your birthday.
It's fantastic.
I need to update your wiki page. What is it?
I'm not Cliff Saunders. I didn't start one. So the Astros dropped 2 of 3 to the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Everybody was expecting a slugfest. The Stros pitching staff was going to give up a ton of runs. Really, they were entertaining games, but last night was the one that really got me the most. Fires pitched fairly well again, not giving up, you know, big bombs all over the place.
Musgrove pitched last night.
Yeah, I'm saying in Fires' start, he looked good. That was a 1-1 game, and then they got tagged in the eighth with a ding dong. Will Harris did, but last night, I don't know if you guys watched it or not.
I did,
but all game long, it felt like they were in control. It felt like it was their game to lose. They left a ton of runners on base. You know, they had 11 hits. They were doing everything right. And then all of a sudden, he walked Pedroia. And I went, one of these times, that's going to catch up. And sure enough, within two pitches, it was like, boom, whack, see you, gone. And there you go.
Yeah.
I kept thinking the whole game, cruising. Hey, Nick, you might want to put that guy in your lineup.
He pitched better than what his box score was.
I agree.
I felt like. But yeah, he just made some mistakes, you know.
Walks
Xander Bogaerts.
Boy, I was going to say, that's what I said. Nick better put Xander Bogaerts in his lineup one of these days.
Dude, yeah, what the hell? I don't even want to talk
about
it. This is like
how many? Five RBIs?
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah, he had four RBIs.
Four RBIs, two home runs, three hits, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Disgusting. And Musgrove, he gives you 5 2/3, but he gives up the five runs. Hoyt doesn't look good. He pisses off Pedroia by plunking him.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
You know, the announcers were saying, because he hit Betts, right?
Right.
And then he hits Pedroia right after that. And I think he's getting his ribs, like, they're getting x-rays or MRIs
that
or whatever.
I read that this morning. They held him over and sent him to the hospital after the game.
So he must have plunked him pretty good. The announcers were saying, oh, you know, he's not mad at, you know, he's not like wanting to charge the money. He's upset and there shouldn't have been warnings. He doesn't feel like that the umpire. How do you know? You're not down there. Because I couldn't even read his lips, but it certainly didn't look like he was telling the umpire, hey, there's no reason
to
warn
anybody.
First of all,
you're a champion lip reader.
Yeah, but there was no reason. He looked like he was pissed off.
I could read his lips to say, why are we getting warned?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's
that does make
sense. We didn't
hit
anybody.
Right, and they hit two guys in a row, three guys in the game.
Because what you effectively did was you took away the retaliation by warning both sides.
Yep.
Which I think was what Pedroia probably, if I'm Pedroia, that's what I have a problem with. Yo, he just plunked two of our guys, and now we can't retaliate by plunking one of their guys. How is that fair? You give us both a warning, so now.
But you think
that doesn't
it.
Make any sense, and I'm with him on that. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm totally with him, but
stay
at the
out
same
of it, umpire.
Time, you can tell it wasn't intentional because the first one. Who got hit? It wasn't Jackie Bradley. Was it someone got hit in the knee. I mean, they could see it coming inside and they were trying to back away and it grazed their kneecap, but it wasn't like they were, they weren't going head hunting.
It was Betts.
So it was Betts.
Yeah.
Okay. So he got hit in the knee and then it looked like a breaking ball that got away that got Pedroia, but that's why I was so just flabbergasted. I'm like, I got up this morning to read the report. Well, you know, Pedroia had to be rushed to the hospital. He had inflammation in his ribs after getting plunked. I'm going,
I guess you never know.
It didn't look like it was hard at all.
The pickoff move to Betts and they hit him on the elbow.
That was unfortunate too. And they were trying to pile on. I was like, man, that sucks right there.
So a couple nights ago, they send Springer with two outs home and he's meat. He's thrown out. He's halfway to home when the ball gets there. Yep. It was a terrible sin by Gary Pettis.
That's right?
Yeah, it was a terrible sin by Gary Pettis. This time around, they send Altuve, and he gets thrown out. And I didn't have a problem with that. He got a great jump on the ball. I think Beltran had just who was he running behind? Was it Springer? Yeah, it was Springer in Altuve. And a couple people were telling me that they felt like that they shouldn't have sent Altuve, and I'm okay with that. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the last out of the inning, and he got a good jump on the ball, and he was on second with a base hit. You got to send that guy. He's your best base runner. He's one of your fastest guys.
Okay, you bring up a good point because I saw on the local news here calling out the fact that there was no way in hell that with two outs that Gary Pettis should have sent anybody that got thrown out at the plate by that much. The rule in baseball is you're with two outs and a runner on second base on a single, you're sending them because it's going to be so hard to get another hit. So you're supposed to do that. So following the
but you also never make the first or third out at third or home. They'll tell you that.
But they're also, but okay, that's normally the, right by trying to extend a base, like trying to extend a double to a triple, mm-hmm. or you know, for going first to third on a single. But on a single with a runner on second base, the runner on second base, the rule, whatever you say, the book says you're supposed to try and score him because you may not get another chance.
But that ball got out there so fast.
Plus, he's a hell of an outfielder.
He's got a good arm. He got to that. Springer had no chance. It didn't matter who was running. That could have been Jake Mariznick. That could have been Jose Altuve. Nobody was scoring on that ball. It was hit so hard right at Betts. He's got a good arm. He fielded it cleanly. There was no way anyone was scoring on that. He shouldn't have sent him. And in the case of last night, I felt like that was a good – I mean, if you look at Altuve behind Springer – well, Springer's not even halfway to home as Altuve's rounding third. That's a good send.
Right.
I mean, that was a good send, and it was a close play.
Yep.
So it's not like, you know, he was out
but
by a mile like Springer was a couple
I'm saying
nights before.
For a local TV station to go out and call it out as a, just absolutely, like, stupidity by the Astros to send him. The book
to send
says,
Springer?
No.
To send Altuve?
To send Springer, who got...
Yeah, I do think that was the wrong thing to
I don't.
Do. I do.
I don't. I mean as long as I've been playing baseball, every coach will tell you...
Yeah, but... Are you sending McCann just because it's a single? You got to read the play. Like, that's Gary Pettis' job. Because Springer can't read how quickly the ball got to the fielder. Does that fielder have a good arm? He's not remembered. That's Gary Pettis' job. He should have known that that ball got out there way too fast to send Springer.
And I understand you do have to, but ever since I've been playing Little League ball, but the big thing in college is every runner at second base better be prepared on a knock with two outs. You're going.
I mean, I get the rule. I do. Right. I totally do. But you have to use some common sense,
because everything's got to line up perfectly, but you're right.
Yeah, you have to look at that and go, you know what? You're not going to make it. Hold up. And if someone yells at you, they yell at you, but it's the right thing to do if you don't think that guy's going to make it.
But I think it's a little excessive if you're on TV and saying how stupid the Astros were for sending him. The book
calling
says
him stupid might
the book
be a little.
Says, the book says you're supposed to do it, but you're right. Because
I said it was a dumb sin, so maybe calling him stupid isn't so bad, because I did think it was dumb. Because you could clearly see he was never going to make it the way it was hit. But I will say, you want the dumbest thing that happened this weekend? The absolute dumbest thing was the third out in the ninth inning. Derek Fisher trying to steal
no
second.
Doubt. No question.
With George Springer at the plate, arguably the best hitter on this team right now.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
Why would you send Derek Fisher? I get it. He's fast. That's great. He's also a rook. Leave him on first.
He almost got
picked
off.
Let's see what happens.
At first at one point, too. I mean, they're a little overzealous with that. But look, I love their ability to fight back. I love the fact that they put two bombs on the board right after they lost the lead. But overall, I mean, they got to be a little smarter because of the fact that right now they know their pitching staff isn't 100%. It's not exactly going to be the stellar pitching staff in the pen and starting-wise that they've had to start the season. So a lot of that kind of stuff bothers me.
Whoever made that decision, that was the dumbest thing that happened this weekend, including sending Springer from second, which I called a dumb send. But having Derek Fisher steal, I don't get it.
I didn't either.
I mean... like you said, your pitchers are bad. Do you be aggressive or do you be conservative? I don't think you go and you run. You don't run into the third out in the ninth.
In your last at
you
bat,
don't do
right?
that. Yeah, you don't run into the third out.
All right. And by the way, the other stupid thing is the guy that grabbed the ball that was in fair territory down the left field line, but they still got Springer a double. The fantastic thing was the little kid in a Red Sox shirt that pointed him out and wanted him thrown out. I was like, dude's got big balls to be that little and want that man, because that man was upset. That kid pointed him out. I don't know if you saw that or not. But anyway, we'll continue to roll on. One in the books, two to go, 2 hours more of the show. Please join us if you will, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter, Usual Suspect, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.